Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Protected to be fruitful. We just finished a two-week look at Psalm chapter 88 and Psalm chapter 89, which reminded us of the reality of temporary darkness and the certainty of eternal light. We said that our dark days are meant to get our attention to rely on God's covenant promise. Something else we should be aware of. Whenever we run to or return to Jesus, the enemy of our souls prepares an attack. See 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 3 through 10, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The next psalm with a Selah is David's prayer in Psalm chapter 140. Selah appears three times in this short 13-verse psalm. We've said that Selah can mean a pause to carefully consider, a pause to observe the contrasts, or a pause to prepare for a crescendo. The Selahs after verses 3 and 5 don't appear to fit the second or third definitions. But why would David ask us to pause to consider what wicked men are doing? I believe it is because we need to pause to contemplate two vital things, which I'll share with you in a moment. But first, notice the wicked men and evil times that David is confronting. He speaks of evildoers, violent people, wicked men, arrogant people, and slanderers in verses 1, 4, 5, 8, and 11. Surrounding the first two Selahs, check out David's prayer for God to rescue me, verse 1, get me out of here, or take the evil away from me. Protect me in verses 1 and 5. Don't let me be defeated or even diminished. Keep me, verse 4. We might say David is asking God to watch my six or guard the places I cannot see. Notice the words net and traps in verse 5. The first Selah lesson we should take away is, there but for the grace of God go I. If I hadn't accepted Jesus as my Savior and had a new nature imparted to me, I would be doing exactly what these wicked people are doing. Paul tells Timothy what evil people will do, and he tells the Corinthian Christians that they used to be those same kinds of people. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. When I see evil men, men of violence, and wicked people who are proud and slandering, I need to Selah to pray that the light and love of Jesus will be revealed to them. The second Selah lesson we should take away is, God is doing something in my life through wicked men and evil times. The words the Holy Spirit prompted David to pen have a richer definition than what I previously shared with you. Check this out. Rescue me in verse 1 also means make me strong and well-armed for battle. Protect me in verses 1 and 5 envisions a gardener carefully watching over his vineyard to bring the plants to fruitful maturity, like in John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Keep me can mean fight for me. Sometimes God protects me from violence, sometimes God protects me through violence. Whatever the case, I can be assured that I will be rescued and He will be glorified. This prayer in Psalm 140 is a prayer for protection so that we can be fruitful for God's kingdom. We need to Selah during the evil times we live in and whenever we have to endure wicked attacks. One, Selah to thank God that you have been redeemed from that evil lifestyle by your faith in Jesus, and then pray for your attackers, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Two, Selah to thank God that He is using even evil people to make you more fruitful, to arm you for battle, and to glorify His name. Mark chapter 13, verse 9. If you've missed any of the messages in our Selah series, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.